Dr. Jessica Vogelsang is the creator of the award-winning website pawcurious.com and the author of All Dogs Go to Kevin. Today we're talking about the importance of branding in your practice and what the best ways are to do that. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to talk to you because we were just talking about the theme of next year's conference, the Discover the Why.
Yes.
And we were just saying how important that is to kind of hear the background story of what made you choose some of the direction you're in. I'd love to hear more about that.
You know, it's interesting because I think a lot of times, particularly in veterinary medicine, you reach this point where you're just kind of in a rut and you don't really know where you want to go. And it's very challenging when you decide you want to do something different. And so for me, writing was just sort of an outlet for me while I continued on the traditional clinical practice. But then I had this opportunity, because I'd been putting myself out there with my writing, to write for other outlets, and then I got a book deal, and all of a sudden, this thing that had just been on the side sort of blossomed into my strength that I could apply to my practice and helping veterinary medicine, and that's just sort of my little journey. And then as I've continued, I'm looking for ways to help other veterinarians do the same, because it changes your whole perspective when you get to do what you love with the strengths that you have.
Yeah, and it's wonderful when a passion project really truly becomes a career, right?
Yes.
And absolutely. That's happened with you. So part of that passion sounds like is branding. And I want to get into that because there are a couple different types of branding. There's business branding and also personal branding. So let's start with practices who want to kind of go down that road or even elevate where they are. What are some steps that you counsel practices and veterinarians on how to do that?
I think it's really intimidating a lot of times for practices because they think that you have to create this big brand like Coca-Cola or Pepsi, and that's not really what brand is about. Brand already exists, whether you realize it or not. It's your story and it's the experience people have of your practice. So you need to really step back and ask yourself, when people come in, what are they experiencing? Like, what is it that we're doing for them? And then what stories can we tell on our social media, on our website, to help people understand what that experience is? And that's really the crux of brand. And then you can go and build from there. But I think a lot of times the brand, the story is being created whether you realize it or not, right? And so you have to be really cognizant of the fact, particularly in veterinary medicine, where people love to tell stories about the horrible things that they've experienced that may or may not be true, and that's part of your brand. And so you have to be out there telling the stories that you want to tell so people understand that that's our experience, not this one outlier.
Right. And it doesn't have to be just the practice owner, right? Or the managing medical director or the practice manager, because that's a lot for one person to take on.
Yes.
Sounds like this can definitely be a team approach and empower other people on your team.
Absolutely. When it comes to creating the brand, everybody does that. The people from the front desk to the staff, the way that they interact with clients. It is helpful to have sort of a social media policy and guidelines so your staff isn't inadvertently telling the wrong story. When we saw stories about a technician who posted a necropsy on her personal page and somehow that ended up getting back to the owner. Obviously, that's not a good image for them. And so just having everyone be cognizant of those things is really important. But you can certainly have a person who's in charge of our official social media, but you can bring other people in as well. It's all the little things that add up to make your brand.
And what avenues should practices make sure that they are utilizing for the storytelling? I mean, obviously website, but can you go more into social media and maybe some of the outlets they should be looking into, especially if they're just getting started in this?
Yes, it's challenging when you're just getting started because it's overwhelming, right? And each outlet is very different. I tell people, start with the social media outlet that you use the most. So if you personally are on Facebook and you're comfortable with that, start with your Facebook page. And we definitely see Instagram as the big avenue for growth right now. And when you're a clinic, you know, you don't necessarily have to reach everybody in the world, right? You want to reach people in your area. And so if you're making blog posts about dental cleaning, why not also do something about the dog parks in your area? And then you have local words. One of the things that one of the clinics in San Diego has done very successfully is look up pet influencers in the area. You know, there's always some Frenchie in your town that's got 300,000 followers. And so you follow them and you just start interacting with them. You don't have to plug yourself, but you just interact and let them know, hey, this is so great. You know, really impressed with what you've done. And this clinic actually was able to get these people to come to them just because they're like, hey, we saw what you've been doing on Instagram. That's really cool. And now you have somebody who's going to be, go out and be a brand evangelist for you, and you didn't have to do any work.
That's awesome tip. Yep. Let's shift gears a little bit from the practice to veterinarians like yourself. So there's probably a lot of them listening that feel the same way, right, that are thinking about doing something that's a little more out of the box, not traditional practice, and maybe are a little scared or hesitant to do that. How do you guide them in regards to personal branding?
You can start a personal brand, you know, even as a vet student. All you need to do is really sort of dig into your personal strengths. Instead of trying to figure out, how do I fit myself into this box that may or may not be right for me, determine, like, this is where I'm going to shine. These are the things that I do really well. And that way, when you start putting yourself out there for jobs, you kind of know, and you can preemptively avoid those jobs that maybe aren't the right fit for you, and that's okay. I think that's probably the biggest mistake that we make when we're first starting out, is trying to force yourself into this position, and then you're miserable, they're miserable, instead of taking the time to find out, who am I, what are my strengths, and where is this going to work? And to me, that's really what personal branding is about. You can come up with a cute name later, right? And only if you want to. But personal branding is for everybody. You don't have to be an extrovert who wants this media presence. It can just be you moving forward with your career and what you want to do with it.
And where do you start placing that information? Is that LinkedIn? Is that your own website? Is it social media?
I think it's always nice to start with a website. You know, you want a place where you own all of your own content. But then most of the personal branding people that I've seen have one area that they focus on. And so there was a vet student who has a YouTube channel where she just talks about being a vet student. LinkedIn is a great place to make professional connections, particularly if you're looking to go outside of clinical practice. So industry, there's a lot of people who hang out there. So you don't have to just, you know, focus on the classified ads. The nice thing about putting yourself out there, particularly with a personal brand, is people will find you that they never would have found you otherwise. And that's kind of really nice because it opens up opportunities that you never even knew existed. But they're not going to do that if you don't put yourself out there.
So I noticed you're a certified veterinary journalist. For those listening that maybe aren't familiar or are wanting to get more media training, can you explain a little bit more about that organization?
Sure. And so the ASVJ was started by a group of people who realized that veterinarians are not necessarily versed in how to interact with media. And so there are a lot of people who will put themselves out on news stations, and they consider themselves pet experts, and they may or may not be. But veterinarians are scared to go out and talk to the media or create the content themselves. And so the ASVJ actually has training opportunities for you. And so you don't have to do this if you are trying to make like a full-time career as a journalist. You can do it if you're a practice owner and you just want to put yourself out there as like a segment on local media, and they help you figure out how to do that, which is, you know, a great thing to do, but it's definitely a bit of a learning curve.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yes.
So what's next for you? What's on the horizon?
Oh my gosh, I always have four or five different projects going on at the same time, but I, you know, again, I realize that's just my strength, is continuing to do new things, and so I'm exploring podcasting. I have a medical myth-busting podcast that I'm doing with a physician called What the Woo. I am working on my next book proposal about some international travel that I've done, and then I'm just continuing to write with PodCurious.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, as we all are, we're very impressed with what you do, and you're being a leader and putting yourself out there and showing that veterinary medicine can have many different pathways, and you can wear different hats and still
even if you're an introvert.
That's huge, right? Because so
yes.
Many of us are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck in the future, and
thank
enjoy
you.
The rest of the conference.
Thanks so much.